Again for our God. Okay, let's also clap for Pastor Rudolph. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rudolph. God bless you. Please be seated. Before I make my comment, sorry, from anything he said, any question, I think we should normally allow question to the speaker so that we can bring him back. Any question for the concerning what he spoke? Concerning what the speaker spoke? You want him to clarify anything else he says? Brother Rudolph, we have to come back and answer for yourself.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm by name Evangelist Peter Mada Idris from Akwanga Church. I'm grateful for the privilege given to me to ask this question. The speaker made a statement that you should make every effort, which is true, to become a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my question is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, where Paul made a statement that we should follow him. He told the Corinthians church that, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes.
Is it possible to follow Jesus Christ outside of a mentor? A disciple, so to say. That's my number one question.
That is it possible to follow Christ
without having somebody that is your guardian? Because,
sir, did I say you should not have a guide? I only say to be a pastor, to be a preacher or evangelist, you must first of all have Christ so that you know the road to lead them. That's why Paul was saying, don't follow anything that I'm doing that is not in accordance with the ways of Christ. And I make this statement, to know who is following Christ, try and read the four gospels, because that is where the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ is recorded.
Okay? It's understood. Now, if anybody reaches anyone with the gospel, the true gospel, and the person by the grace of God received that gospel from you, and will you tell him Jesus is going to disciple you, or you will use the opportunity within your capacity as a child of God to begin to follow him up? Because I'm not saying that you say that nobody should guide him. I'm not saying that. I wanted you to clarify so that we will understand better that no one can follow and become a proper disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ without a guardian who knows the right thing to do as a follower of Christ. That's what I'm trying to find out.
It's true, because you and I, have you ever seen Jesus physically?
No, sir.
We see Jesus Christ through. That's why I said, you cannot go to the market and buy an original if you don't know the difference between original and fake.
That's true, sir.
So, he said we are ambassadors.
Yeah.
So, Christ is using man to save man. But what I'm saying, before you save man, make sure that you are safe. That's simply what I'm saying. Because without Christ, Caesar, you know what it means that I should go and preach Christ to somebody and person see me tomorrow. I'm not converted with a woman or see me in the bar. It is not the bar that you see me that makes me a sinner. It's because I was not converted. That's why you see me in the bar. Make sure that Christ is in you first before you start going out to preach. That's simply what I was saying.
Thank you very much.
Because Christ will never come physically. He met Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. He said, go to the city and Ananias will tell you something. The Ethiopian eunuch left Jerusalem, was going back to Ethiopia. He sent Philip. Christ is always sending men. My problem, I'm not talking about those people, I'm talking about us that we have come here. That before we start leading others, let us make sure that we are safe.
Sorry, can I add something? The question is very direct, correct? Can there be any... is there any place for a mentor? That is the question. Is there any place for mentorship? Now, I know where that is coming from. I know where that is coming from. Listen, and listen very well. That is why we have the story of the good Samaritan in the Bible. The thief that was bruised, the good Samaritan, we know is the Lord Jesus Christ. The story of salvation. It's the story of salvation. Where did he take that bruised person to?
To the inn.
Where did he take him to?
To the inn.
He took him to the inn to be mentored. To be taken care of. There was the innkeeper. And that innkeeper, if you follow the story all through, we know that inn is the church.
Yes. The fivefold ministry.
And the innkeeper is the fivefold ministry. Yes. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. That is the mentorship. Every believer is supposed to have a pastor. Your pastor is your mentor. Nothing more. Forget this one. We must check this thing because I think verse 27 of Acts chapter 20, Apostle Paul was telling the elders in the church.
For I have not shunned to declare unto you the counsel of God.
Read it up to verse 31, yes.
Take it therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise.
Sorry, so that we can all follow. We are reading Acts chapter 20. We are reading from verse 27. If we can screen it, everybody will be able to see it. Thank you.
For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God.
Yes.
Take it therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves.
This is the verse I am emphasizing.
Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things.
To do what?
To draw away disciples
after them.
Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears.
And they are the same people Apostle Paul told Timothy. He called it seducing spirit. They are spirits. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2.
Now, the spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits.
A seducing spirit.
And doctrines of devils. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared.
A seducing spirit takes away your attention from where you should give the true loyalty to a wrong place. That is seduction, seducing spirit. So when we say mentor, there are people you see in the church. There was a pastor up there in the north who... And that is always done. It's part of the problem I have faced. When you project somebody on your pulpit, then he takes advantage of it. And before you know what, he has sought control over members of your church. And you have members of your church, but their pastor is one brother from another place. A preacher that used to visit your church. And once I noticed that, it's a seducing spirit. You are taking the members of my church to be loyal to you. They have problem with me, they will report to you. They observe something going wrong in the church, they will report to you. And those of you, all of you who know have visited your churches, anytime your members call me and say, see what is happening in the church, if it is text message, they said, I will forward it to the pastor. And they tell you, see the name, the number, see the person, we write down. So once you see it, because I know where that is coming from, I'll send it back to the pastor, and then I will behind advise the pastor on how to handle such cases if it actually exists. But I also found out that some pastors also became overzealous in anger, then they start fighting that person. For your information, anything you tell Pastor Moses, he will tell me, you're wasting your time. And they was fighting him, and the whole wisdom was defeated. And of course, such people will leave the church. So, when they sent him a message, observe this. Then the pastor in the north there was calling me. Oh no, they are asking him questions. Sorry, not problem. What of this scripture? What does it say? What does it say? Oh, I understand like this. You are doing Bible study with my member, Abby. So you forwarded it to me. One of your members sent this to me. What do you think about this? Then I say, I'm here and I send it to you, so answer him now.
Can you keep him?
So I said, why are you the one they are sending the message to? Tell them, ask them, have you asked Pastor Moses this question? Return them back to their pastor. But some will use it and... That is a seducing spirit. Take people to themselves. It is wrong. That is a seducing spirit. Now, they are in your church, but their mentor is somewhere else. Then why? What is the meaning of pastor? What is the office of a pastor? That is why I say, let me quickly make a comment on that. that we know where it is coming from. It's a general thing now going on in the Christian faith. My mentor is a so-so. There are some people that are members of your church. Their mentor is Jerry Eze. Every morning, they follow him in his morning program. Speaking in tongues. It's confusion. However, my sheep know my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Any other question? To Pastor Rudolph.
Shalom, Shalom Church. My name is Pastor Salvador from Cameroon. So, my brother, Pastor Rudolph, you mentioned the word copy. I want to really know if that is what I am doing. Because I be converted through Bright TV. When I was in denomination, I discovered Bright TV. Then I discovered what Pastor Moses was doing in deliverance with what.
Won't you people clap for this Bright TV people? But Shile, Shile is not around. It's not around to do what in the church.
So,
go ahead.
So I discovered what Pastor Moses was using water in some ministration of deliverance. So I still be in that denomination. One day I decide also with prayer use water, and I see the evidence that people drink the water and receive healing. So I was doing it, they persecuted me, they fight it, say they don't like it. When I left the denomination now, I was in my own, in that denomination, open now my ministry. I discover Pastor Moses is doing baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was taking my member now, went in the bush 1 week for baptism of the Holy Ghost. But I was seeing manifestation and gifts. I was still in denomination. Then when I take decision now that I will follow this man, we decide all of us, we baptize. Then when we baptize now, in that persecution, then we separate. From that, I decide with my phone. I don't have Bright TV in us. We don't have television. We're in the village. I will take my phone. I will went for network. I follow Pastor Moses and all the preacher. Every message they preach, I will download it. I will study it in my book, and I will start to teach the church. Every program they do, I see 21-day fasting.
So your question is that copy?
Yes, that I want to know if I am doing copy.
If we call that copy, it means that all of us are copy. You must learn from somebody. The question is what you are doing. Is it in accordance with the Bible? And another thing I want to say copy, some people don't understand. If you see the way Pastor Moses talk, he said something yesterday, call him. Don't go and call him. We don't get the ability to stand the fight. Oh. That's what I said. What I meant by that. Oh, don't try to do like Bright Assembly is doing. And you are not able. Very soon you go start to call people like, we'll come now. We'll hold minister meeting. You know, we'll get deficit of 10 million. When I feel copy, do this. Those are the things I say. Do according to your level. Don't be like Pastor Moses. If that's why you call copy, then all of us are copy. Everybody copy from Jesus. First, you copy Jesus, can't preach you. Nobody will copy you. That one is not copy. It's not copy. Now, when I talk about copy, there are people that save God and they cry like say they be put knife for your neck before you do the thing. Why? Because you want to create a fake image. I sure I use that statement here. You want to prove what you are not. So that is what I call copy.
Thank you. Any other question? Somebody's in front here. Somebody's here.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
You spoke something about tithes not belonging to the pastor. So my question is, As a church, that is just beginning. Whereby things are not in place. The pastor handles everything, including the finance of the church. So there's a tendency that he might tamper with the tithes. So in that case, I mean, using it to solve his personal problem. So how can you please tell us how such church in that category, how the pastor manage the tithes so that he will not be tempted to use it for his personal problems?
Okay.
That's my question.
One thing I believe, me, you cannot do this ministry, preaching as you are preaching, if you don't have a job. You can preach it to God may raise helpers. Like our evangelist, which I can say is the first time I've met an evangelist like that in my life. I did not say they don't exist. I say me. To preach this message, you don't have a job. And job must not be to work with the government. But if God to call you, my brother, I say if God call you, he will provide. But everything is clear. If you start a church, you will be the financial secretary. Now you will be treasurer. Now you go keep everything, but the thing about it, I'm always saying, you pastor, you go answer for your God too. Let God understand. But I believe when the church grows and you see people, because you cannot take money and just give to a brother because he's a brother. You must know. But make sure that inside of you first you have Jesus. My brother is there. The way we do things, we have our offering box. We know copy you. We know they ever ask this thing. We always tell people as you come, leaving your house, you know now you are going to church. And I always say this, if you are a member of a house and they are doing things you don't contribute, I don't even know how you feel. But that is there, money is there. Us, we have four of us that we preach. But it's a tendency that if somebody goes to discover that microphone batteries are not there, they don't need to contact me as a pastor. They take the money, they do it, you give me an account. If you like, go and take 10,000, say you'll be taking now 5. Now, between you and your God. So, I believe everything. Paul said, let us do everything to be honest in the sight of men and of God. And there's something I don't believe. Pastor will tell you, God knows my heart. I say, I'm not a medical doctor. I know this scan heart. Do things that people avoid accusation. But I know that our intelligence, some of us, we are too intelligent, more than the AI. We can see need. But there is an all-seeing eye watching us.
Are you satisfied?
Yes. Nah. It's understandable.
He's not satisfied.
You're not sure. You're not yet satisfied. Repeat your question.
In a difficult situation, like
a difficult situation,
the pastor might have something doing, but the income is meager, and he's the one handling the finance of the church, including the tithes. And he has a need. Let's say the child is sick. Let's say house rent, and he dips his hand. So in that situation, what should be the option? Should he go borrowing while the tithe is there? That is where my question is coming from.
Let me quickly add this. Maybe I'll talk about any other question. Any other one? I want to address that very well.
So
I'll come back to you,
I
sir.
I'll pass that one to the general.
I'll come back to you.
Shalom.
Be seated. I'll come back to you. Who again?
My name is Brother Ibrahim. Sir, you have already talked about it, but I need a counselor.
Ibrahim from?
From Borno, sir.
From?
Borno.
Sambisa.
sir, in Ghana is Bright TV and Brahamite.
You are asking Pastor Rudolph about what he preached.
But I want you to, please, is a counselor that I need in this matter, sir.
And let's finish. Let's finish with him.
Okay, sir.
Any other question from what he said? From what he said?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Sai Bajesu Chemna, but then praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Simon Panistuchen Napolinis. I heard you say the 2 Timothy 4:3. Talk about Phoebus. Sir, please, can I help you to explain what the meaning of Phoebus?
He mentioned about Phoebus?
Yes.
Him?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
They just read it and I said, Pastor, Benson, talk about it yesterday.
But I heard Phoebus in your preaching.
Yes, I said it now.
You want to know the meaning of fables?
He preached fables.
Eh?
I had fables in preaching. I want to explain what the meaning of fables. I'm going to explain to him where I had him preach fables.
You want to know the meaning of fables?
And from him. So that I will explain to him, I had him preaching fables.
And you want to know the meaning of fables? Eh?
Yes, sir.
You don't know the meaning of fables.
I know, sir.
What is the meaning of fables?
Praise the Lord. Fables, the story that not contain the word of God. Telling stories how I went to America and came back, they gave me $1 million. And it's not written in the Bible. I heard him say, choosing that putting on long plots, that is a fables. What is it contain the word of God? And that word edify the church. That's why I was asking what the meaning of fables. And also I had him talking about movies. He was telling a story of one story of fables.
Let me give you the dictionary meaning of fables. According to what is written here, it said a fable is a short fictional story, often featuring anthropomorphized animals, plants, or inanimate objects designed, this is where I'm going, designed to teach a specific moral lesson. They are pedagogical tools, frequently concluding with a clear, direct lesson about behavior or human nature. So, a fable is anything that you can use to make clear a point you are trying to bring forward. But sometimes they are not connected to, if you say it and there is nothing connecting to salvation, instead it's ego making, then the Bible is against it. So that is the meaning of fables. What has no spiritual
connection.
No spiritual connection. Other than to blow your ego. That is what the Bible is against. Are you clear now?
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes?
Say it again.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So from your teaching, I carved out 2 questions I want to ask. I think the first one, justice has been done concerning mentorship. Mentorship, is there anything called mentorship, a place of mentorship? I think that one has been done. The second one, I don't know if is permitted. Is there anything called spiritual father?
Is it in line with what Brother Rudolph preached?
Yeah, from his message, I kept it out.
That what? What did he say that generated your question?
About mentorship.
What did he say?
What he said, while he was preaching, talking about, I think someone asked a question there too. He was talking about the encounter of Paul, and God, Jesus, sent him to Ananias. So the question, I wrote it down that I will ask question. And why he answered that, that side has been concluded. Then from there, because of what is going on in the society, my area, some things have been going on. My brother, my own biological brother, don't have business with anybody called pastor, and he's a Christian. Now, he kicked, and some people around us, they kick against pastors, mentorship, and spiritual father. So I don't know if there is anything called spiritual father. Because of the place they said, that God said there's nobody, we should call nobody father except God. So I would like justice to be done, because there are so many things going on in the Christendom about father, spiritual father. That's my question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, my brother. I always say this, we should read Bible in context. If you take the letter, for example, your father that delivered you, you call him father na Aaron. So read Bible in me. I believe we read Bible in context. Spiritual father, this question I keep on asking. If you say somebody, because they always say, Paul say Timothy is my son. I say the way you people are taking sons today, he has gone to another level. You have taken it out of the way. He said, Paul said, Timothy walk with me like father walk with the son. They have captured it. That is the very spirit that makes people to drink. That Paul said, drink not only water, take a little wine for your stomach sake. Everybody is drinking today. I ask you. Now, medical doctor say me drink them. So we should read. Paul did not say we should be taking little wine. He gave the specific point because of your stomach problem. When they say father, because the fatherhood, the way you are seeing now, they take it. Let's say now, Pastor Moses decided to take us as spiritual sons, the way they are doing it. He can write my name in the book of life today, move them tomorrow. With the authority of the fatherhood, the way they are taking it. But it does not mean, it does not still cancel the fact. If I walk with him, because I always say, I call him most of the time my pastor and my elder brother in the faith. But the way they're talking about that spiritual father, I keep on saying, if you say somebody is a spiritual father, who is God to you? That question, maybe Pastor would just say, that statement, it's creating a lot of confusion. It's creating a lot of confusion. But you have talked about mentor. That one is already clear. Even the mentorship. Us, some of us, who have taken it to another level. And everybody needs a mentor. And your pastor is your mentor. And you cannot have two pastors. What I mean, you cannot have two pastors. You can have Pastor Olumide, Pastor Gabriel, Pastor Moses. If they are saying the same thing, 1,000 of them, they are one. You cannot have two pastors that are saying two different things. You are following this one, following this one. You cannot have two of them. But you can have 10,000 pastors. All of us are saying the same thing. We are one. That's why they say we should see eye to eye. So that issue of spiritual father, you have seen how they have taken it. You take people, my son. You see somebody that is even older than you, you say, my son, my daughter. We see that we have taken it about now. We have carried it away. And now we have a brother that said, you don't believe in a pastor. And you say, he's a Christian. I don't know. So they have a church.
In fact, he has stopped going to church.
Now,
but he will always tell you about God and Holy Spirit.
Do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. We must move that scripture for Bible. Who is his brethren?
Pardon?
Who are his brethren? If he say church. So that's why we discover that he's somebody intellectual. And I don't argue with them. I leave you. Anything that cannot add value to my Christian life, I allow you. And I will not fight you. I tell you that, brother, pray. May God reveal it to me. Because I don't follow things because people talk. I don't understand, I don't follow. So this issue of spiritual father, some of the time, it's not even the spiritual fathers. We are the ones seeking for them. Daddy, I want to be under you. Mommy, I want to be under you. Nobody, even them, they call me. So, I'm sure if you're watching Bright TV like me, all these questions, no one will ask them.
Thank you very much, sir. It's very clear to me. I know most of us here, I want him to clarify something. Most of us here, we don't watch Bright TV. We don't follow. And some of us just heard about this movement and we came. So I have followed Bright for a very long time and I know they have grace to clear this problem in the Christendom. That is why I'm asking it. Because there are so many people that are involved in this. I know some of us here, they say this one is my mentor and the other one is my spiritual father. So I know why I ask this question, so that it will be clear. So pastors will go home with something. That's why I ask. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you. Maybe I can address some of these. I think they are going general now. They are no more specific to what you said. Thank you very much. Let's put our hands together again for our God. Let me quickly start with that before I come to the church finances. The truth is that Satan has completely, in fact, gross darkness has covered Christendom. Satan has completely perverted the gospel of salvation.